Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the Pigs and Smiles podcast. I feel like I was doing the monster truck rallies.
Just a little bit.
So, episode number 31. Pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend
Evan Shaw Mumford.
Yeah, so
rocking.
Wow, if it's been 3 weeks.
Three weeks.
By. Yeah, flew by. A lot of things happened. Things we're going to get into today. Had WJMJ came on your radio show. And I did a Dave retreat last week. It was actually a mission trip. Shout out to St. Mary's and St. Martha's of Wrentham and Plainville, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Spent the week with those awesome young people. They have a pretty cool name to their group. Yeah. I'll tell you about it in a minute. Okay. You went to Soulfest.
Went to Soulfest. Got a little crispy.
Yeah.
It was all good.
Sun was pretty intense last week. So music as well. You got
absolutely.
Saint of the Day actually has two names. Saint Teresa of the Benedicta and Saint Edith Stein. So she took on a new name when she became a nun. So that's why there's two names.
Kind of like Saul and Paul.
Exactly. So, and then we have our gospel.
Mm-hmm.
John 12:24-28.
Okay.
And yeah, pretty cool gospel story.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you have News of the Weird.
News of the Weird.
Yep. It's going to be great.
Don't miss out on that.
So, WJMJ. So, you normally do a show Sundays.
Sunday afternoons, 3 to 6.
Yes. And it's normally just some nice Christian contemporary music.
Yeah, nice pop stuff, some nice worship songs, and try to do a nice variety.
Yeah.
90s through today.
Yeah, awesome. And it was awesome. It was a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually a little nervous going in. I said that last podcast that I was a little nervous going in because, you know, I have never been like live on the radio.
Yeah.
And we had some listeners. It was cool to see that I actually did get some like web traffic out of it. And I think it was
fun when you got to pick some of the songs on the show, too.
Yeah, that was fun. We were joking around.
About those songs?
What's that?
You want to take a moment and talk about the songs you picked?
Yeah. So it's been 2 weeks. I chose Matt Maher.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Fire in My Soul? Like, what's the name of that?
Burning in My Soul.
That's it. Yep. And that's just an awesome song because it gets me fired up. It starts off super slow and then works into it.
It's got a good build.
Yeah, it's a great build. And then Big Daddy Weave.
Yeah, the only name.
Yeah, the only name. Because everything we do should just, you know, go towards Christ. It shouldn't be about me. It shouldn't be about you. Sorry, Evan.
That's fine. No, I don't want it to be a me show.
It's, you know, it's honestly, it's supposed to be about God. It's all about steering everyone to Christ. So it was just, it's awesome, that song. I really like it. And the last one was
Mercy Me.
Oh, Mercy Me. And I didn't choose Greater. I was like, I almost chose Shake.
Yeah.
Which is just a fun song and upbeat, but so is Greater.
Right.
And Greater, if you just got to look at the lyrics, it's just an awesome song. So
awesome lyrics and a nice driving song too.
Yeah, exactly. Gets you moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just awesome to be there and, you know, hang out with you, and go to the studio and, you know,
talk about Buster a little bit.
A little bit.
Talk about
and
your story a little bit.
A little bit with that and Haiti and stuff like that. So it was just really cool. And, you know, it was just a really awesome experience. And we had some callers call in, win some CDs. And
that was fun.
Yeah, that was great. It was really cool. Yeah, cool.
I'm glad you had fun.
Got to go into the prize closet.
Yes.
Give out some CDs.
Give out some CDs.
But yeah, it was just really cool because then, you know, like I said, it was kind of that like reassurance, people calling in and people visiting the website. And now they can hear us all the time because of the website.
That's right.
And the podcast that you guys are listening to right now.
you guys are official hipsters because you already knew. you knew about this podcast before it got hot.
Yeah, that's right. Before it was lit.
There you go.
So, last week, the reason we didn't do a podcast last week, I was away, and you were actually away, too, but I was away up at Dave Dumain's house in Vermont doing a mission trip and helping Dave run evening program and prayer services and facilitate the week, which is, it's just an honor to do it, and I love it. It's just awesome. The group was from Wrentham, Massachusetts, as well as Plainville, Massachusetts. It's like two merged parishes, just like we have. And so the group is from, like I said, Wrentham, Massachusetts. But they come up, and they have this awesome name called CIA, Catholics in Action. And so it's just their, it's like their name for their youth group. And they really are just so on fire with their faith, and they're just so eager to help out, and they just want to help. So it's just, I don't know, it's so awesome to see them all fired up to do service.
Right.
And so they split up into groups. So there was like 30 of them, and they went and did community service. So one group did a lot of yard work. Another group went to the food pantry, organized food. And another group went to help clean out a house. Some people needed help cleaning out their garage. And, you know, some people, it was, you know, spouse passed away and they needed help cleaning out. And just this amazing family that owns a bed and breakfast up there. They have 7 children. They have adopted a few. And their youngest one is bound to a wheelchair. She's never spoken. She was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. And this family adopted her at like 19 days old.
Oh, wow.
Just amazing. And every day we talked about what was hard today, what was funny today, and where did you see God today? And my God moment was seeing her light up like when she saw her daughter. Her daughter pulled up, you know, like she was being dropped off at the house for our community night where everyone came and had dinner together at the house. And when her husband pulled up with her daughter in the van, she just lit up, her face, her smile, everything. She's just in getting in to the back of the van to bring out the wheelchair. You know, she just gave her daughter a kiss and said, "How are you, pretty lady?" And it was just this awesome, awesome moment to see that, because it just really, really just, you could see the Holy Spirit, you know.
Yeah.
You could really feel it. And when you're around that, you really, really, it really makes a difference. It can really build you up in, as a parent to be,
right?
Like it sets life goals, man. It's one of those, you know, definitely setting up some life goals where you want to be a better parent. And she said, she's like, you know, I've done a lot of things, and she's like, we have a successful bed and breakfast. We have lived a good life. She's like, but all I want on my tombstone is that I made sandwiches and lunches for 36 consecutive years.
Yeah.
I've fostered over 100 kids, and I've been a good mother. Like,
that's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's that wow moment where it's just amazing to think of just how much one person can impact a community.
Right.
Fostering over 100 kids and all that. So that was my God moment of the week for me, just to see how much she loved her kids and how much God worked through her, because she was such a faithful woman, you know, just truly faithful. And it was just truly amazing and awesome. And so even the hard days, you know, I went out with a group and we dug a ditch and did tons and tons of hard work. And it was tough, hot days and all that. Like, it's all worth it, you know. Yeah. When you really feel like you're doing God's work and you're really feeling filled up because of it, you know, it makes a difference. And so it was just awesome to spend the week up there, really kind of rejuvenated and recharged, which I needed. I needed that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it was an awesome, awesome week, and I got to meet new people, and it was a new group from last year, same main adult leader, youth minister that brought the group up, but mostly all new kids from that same church community that came up. So it was just an amazing time, and it's awesome to pray with them, play with them, of course, and laugh and all that, and see the community outreach and everything that they do.
That's so cool.
It was really cool.
And how long you were up there for? Just a weekend?
Yeah, I was a week.
Oh, a week. Wow.
Yeah, it was from Sunday to Friday.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yeah, it was
a long time.
That's it is. And they, you know, no one complained. No one said anything about the fact that it was so hot, and it was really, really hard work that they were doing. It wasn't, you know, one day of really hard work, one day of kind of not hard work. It was a full week of hard work. So, just so proud of the work that they did, and just so honored to be a part of that group, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really great. And one of the adult volunteers that was up there for the first few days had to leave because she was in charge of the New Hampshire Youth Fest tent at Soul Fest.
Oh, okay.
And here's a little a trick I was trying to play on Evan, but he didn't get the opportunity to meet this person. I showed her a picture of Evan. So when Jana was going to be on the lookout for Evan to come into her tent that she could be like, "Hi, Evan, how are you?" And then you'd be like, "I've never met this person before in my life."
Trying to find my exit.
Yeah. But that didn't happen because I guess they didn't bump into each other. But how was Soulfest?
It was good. It was a lot of fun. I went with Jen, and I got to bring my little sister Katie. She had never been to Soulfest before, so it was a fun opportunity. And it was hot, very very hot on Thursday, and then we had torrential downpours on Friday and Saturday. So we got
torrential.
Oh,
huh?
We ended up running away from two rainstorms. And getting shelter just in time.
Really?
Like, got underneath the tent right before the heavy rain started hitting.
Wow.
So
that's crazy.
They had to shut down all the stages and everything and just wait it out. But for King Country, was excellent. Toby Mack, excellent.
Yeah.
Matt Marr was fantastic.
So what was the lineup? So it was only Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right?
That's correct, yes.
So who were, like, the headliners?
The headliners, so Thursday night was for King Country.
Okay.
And then we had Matthew West Friday night.
Okay.
And then Toby Mack closing it out on Saturday.
Okay. Wow.
So some pretty big names for the headliners.
And when did Toby Mack did, like a special show, right?
I mean, it was the 20th anniversary for Soulfest.
Okay.
So a lot of them were coming out and saying, "Thank you so much for letting us be a part," you know, and for King Country, their sister's Rebecca St. James, who was one of the first artists that they've had at Soulfest.
Wow.
And her brothers were like cheap labor for her dad because her dad was her tour manager.
Wow.
So they were saying, you know, "We've really felt like we've been with Soulfest since the beginning."
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it sounds like they have.
So to be here on stage actually performing here is a big honor for us.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it was cool, and ended up getting to chat with Matt Marr a little bit. So that was
oh, man,
cool.
That's cool.
MJ was super jealous when she saw that on Snapchat. But, I got to chat with him about, you know, between leading, you know, worship on the big stage to dialing it back a bit and helping lead worship during the mass service and the inside out stage. And he just talked about why he was so passionate about doing both. So that was really cool. And what was fun was all weekend we were riding the chairlift up to the top of the mountain.
Yeah, that's Eva's favorite part of Soulfest.
I think that's up there within like my top three. But what happens a lot is you're riding the chairlift up or down, people on the opposite side will yell questions to you, like little personality, you know, would you rather kind of things. And so Katie got really into it and ended up bringing a Mad Libs book.
Really?
We're passing people. Hey, can you give me a noun? And
oh, wow. That's kind of cool.
People would yell a noun. She'll write it down. Thank you. And then we just kept it going. Well,
that's really cool.
She learned that she should really start off with, hey, we're playing Mad Libs. Can you give me an adjective or something like that? Give a little more reason. Because at one point, without even thinking about it, she yells to someone, hey, can you give me a piece of clothing? And the people are like, no. And I start yelling, like trying to backpedal the whole thing. I'm like, Mad Libs. And my sister's like, all shades of red. Oh, my God. You know?
Yeah. So, we're not asking you to take your clothes off. Please, it's so fast.
Please don't do that. So that was great. And then she started yelling, you know, what Starburst is best, pink or orange? Pink or orange? So she and I got a big argument because I'm team orange. She's team pink.
I mean, pink is pretty great.
It's good, but not as good as orange.
I don't know. I haven't had a Starbucks in a long. I haven't had a Starbucks in a really long time. I mean, I probably got to go pink. Go pink.
Okay. Well, it was funny because
hashtag team pink over here. All right.
Well,
that's also going to have a weird meaning. Like, it's going to be a weird meaning when people are putting hashtag team pink.
Right.
There's other things going to pop up there.
Right. Like pink eye or something like that.
No. I'm thinking like breast cancer.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
We got to vote for red on Facebook Live.
So not helping us out whatsoever.
No.
So I'm talking with Jen and Katie right before I was chatting with Matt Martin.
Like, but you're welcome to your opinion.
Yes, absolutely. But I said, you know, what questions should I ask Matt Martin? And Katie goes, and she's been getting people rallying against me all weekend. Oh, pink Starburst. I'm like, come on. So she goes, ask Matt Martin, pink Starburst or orange Starburst?
Yeah.
So I finish up the interview and I said, so my sister asked me to ask you this really, really deep question. And as soon as I said that, his agent, who was sitting like on a bench across from us and just texting throughout the whole time, shoots me like this look. We might have to end this right now.
Yeah.
And I said, pink Starburst or orange Starburst? And they look at each other and without like missing a beat, they're like, that's easy. Orange. Yes. So I ended up texting Katie and I said, in your face, all capital letters. He says team orange. And she texted back in all caps, how dare he? You know,
so yeah, she's no longer a Matt Maher fan.
No. She was actually crushed because she is a huge Matt Maher fan. So
yeah.
I can't win this argument anymore because I, you know, it's always Matt Maher's at team.
Oh, yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. And he does a great mass.
Yeah.
The Catholic group, New Hampshire Youth Fest, brings up priests and has mass. And it's just, it's an awesome way to start the day at Soulfest. Yeah. I've gone to Soulfest. Like, I was there like 5 years in a row. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, helping out with Sean Forrest.
Yeah, just had to take a couple years off after that.
Yeah, you can only see Skillet so many times.
Yeah. It's just when you see like the same set.
Yeah.
Which is always the great thing about third day.
Right.
I feel like I saw them like five times in a year, and it was always a different set, which was just really cool. You know, it was really awesome to see them change up their set and do a bunch of different things. So, it's just awesome.
Oh, what was cool about Matt Maher, too, is we got up super early to see the mass on Saturday morning. And he came out, and he was playing guitar, just a little bit of instrumental, you know, playing. And then he invited everyone, and this is where he started out, and leading worship in a Catholic church. So he says, doing this is kind of like a homecoming for him.
Yeah.
And he's playing, and it's like 9:30 in the morning, and he goes, so just inviting you guys to rest your hearts, You know, just quiet your hearts. And right as he says this, huge beats start coming from the revival stage because Toby Mac starts sound checking. And like crazy guitars and everything.
Yeah.
He goes, it's same tone of voice. Like isn't fazed by it whatsoever. Goes, and I know it's a little ironic to say quiet your hearts as a sound check is going on right now. But it's just a nice little reminder of there are so many distractions in our life that we really need to...
Good on his feet, huh?
Right. And he was just... I was like, this guy's a pro.
Yeah.
This guy's got that down. So was,
he's been doing this a long time.
We all laughed, but we're like, you know, he's good at this.
Yep. Yeah. It was just awesome the last time I was up there and Matt Maher was doing the music for Mass and everything. It's just really, really cool. So that's really awesome.
Well, you know, the cool thing too is, children 10 and under are free. So you're going to be a dad at that point. You could.
Yeah. Oh, I got a free ticket.
Admission. Yeah.
free ticket. Does it also come with free headphones? Earmuffs.
That's soundproof headphones. $20.
Yeah.
plus a fee.
Yeah. It is a great festival and it's awesome because it is a Christian event.
Yeah.
So everyone's there to praise Jesus in their own way. So anywhere from classic guitar solo act to the angriest sounding Christian metal. I don't know how you can be so angry praising God, but they do it.
Katie and Jen had quite an experience at the Inside Out stage. Now it's underneath a tent. A big tent.
They
made it look really nice this year.
Okay.
But
so it's not like in a mud pit like it was a few years ago?
No, but they were hanging out in there, and there's this band up on stage, and like, guys, come closer.
Yeah, so and then they blew them away.
Or two or something. And then all of a sudden they go, and start headbanging. And there's a video of Katie and Jen just standing there like looking at each other.
No, no.
You know, wide-eyed, we're staying back.
How did I get here?
Katie said the lead singer might have seen me laughing. She said, I hope he didn't.
But it is an amazing thing. I love the fact that there are all those different genres of music present.
Right.
Because no matter what kind of music you like, there is Christian music of that genre.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just awesome to see that. It really is awesome to see that you're not the only one who likes Christian rap.
Right.
You know, like Christian hip hop is a thing. And there's
actually doing better than Christian rock right now.
Yeah, and it's just awesome because Lecrae is pretty awesome. He's pretty great.
Yeah.
And to see him perform or see any of the other Christian rappers.
Yeah,
it's just...
Aaron Cole.
Yeah, it's great. It's amazing to see that. And so even this past week when I was in Vermont, I would put on some Christian rap because... Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm going to be a party pooper if I'm hearing inappropriate music.
Right.
I'm going to say, guys, you got to knock it off. You can listen to hip-hop. It's just got to be Christian hip-hop.
Yeah.
We're on retreat on a mission trip. It's got to be appropriate music.
Right.
And if you're listening to a song, even if it's the radio edit, if the radio edit still just is total innuendo and totally has a message of sex and sleeping around and a woman's worth is only her body, like, that's not appropriate. I'm not going to be okay with it. I'm going to want you to listen to something that values you, builds up your faith, builds up your value, tells you that you're more than, your beauty is more than just on the outside. Your value is more than just your attractiveness to someone else. Your value is your soul, is your worth. Like, you're worth way more than that. And so that's why, you know, I did have to one time tell people that a certain artist was not appropriate. So, you know, not trying to... be a potty pooper.
Right.
Because I can play.
You redeemed yourself by putting on Christian hip hop.
Exactly. I put on Lecrae and they're like,
plays rap.
Well, that's, they're like, Steve, is this appropriate? I'm like, yes, it is.
Yes. Absolutely.
So,
he even says it in his lyrics.
Yeah.
I'm not rapping about that Molly.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's really fun about playing Christian hip hop is the fact that it is appropriate and you don't have to, you know, like hide or go to radio edits or anything like that, and it can be still upbeat. You can still have a good time. You can still dance to it, whatever.
Yeah.
And just have fun. So, yeah, awesome. New in music, as we've been talking about music.
Yeah, so this past weekend, actually, we were just talking about Third Day. They just released a brand new project called Revival.
Okay.
I had been excited about this for a few weeks now because it sounded awesome. Like they were doing a full-fledged back to the roots kind of style album.
Sweet.
And if you haven't checked it out yet, you gotta check it out.
Yeah.
I'd say just get the CD, go on their website if you can, buy it that way. They'll get most of the money that way.
Yeah.
As opposed to if you stream it on Spotify. If Spotify is the way that you do it, fine. But if you're able to get it, you know,
the actual CD.
At yeah. one of their concerts or on their website, they get most of the proceeds.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
But it's a fantastic record. It's a gospel, southern rock style, recorded in Alabama. Just feel good, rock awesome. And roll, gospel vibe.
Yeah.
They have a full choir behind them. They have
wow.
horns. They have tambourines. They go all out. So it's,
wow.
It was. I was driving home from Soul
sounds
Fest.
Like, it just sounds like it was a big production.
Yeah. Well, it was an album they've been wanting to do for like 20 years.
Wow.
And now they're at their point in their career where
they can just do it.
They can do it, and the label knows that'll have the support. But I was driving home from New Hampshire, just rocking out with this big old stupid grin on my face.
Wow.
Also talking about Matt Maher, he's got a new project coming out in September. I think it's September 15th is the release date, and that's his new album, Echoes.
And he's released a couple of singles off of it already?
He's released one so far called Your Love Defends Me.
Okay, yeah, I've heard that.
So it's a catchy song, and it's kind of cool. I was talking with him about the new project and just kind of hearing the idea, the theme behind the whole album, Echoes. So that'll be coming out in September. And then I'll hit this just real quick because it's a long list, but I'll just hit a few of it. The Dove Awards, which is kind of like the Christian Grammys, just released a bunch of nominees for their upcoming award ceremony of Christian artists. So just real quick, some of the nominees for Artist of the Year, Chris Tomlin for King & Country, Hillsong United, Mercy Me, and Toby Mac.
Wow.
We also have a Film of the Year, Ben-Hur, Priceless, The Shack, I Am Not Ashamed.
And the Shack is a great movie.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard very good things. Yeah. And then The Case for Christ, which is based on a true story from what I understand.
Yeah, it's actually about a guy who went to investigate whether or not Christ existed, and it's books.
And he was an atheist, and in the whole investigation, it changed his whole position on it.
Isn't it? It's a series of books that he made. I'm trying to remember if I heard that. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But I think it was a series of books that he wrote that's now becoming a movie, maybe more than one movie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then Song of the Year, I'll hit this very quickly. But Chainbreaker, Come Alive, Even If by Mercy Me, Eye of the Storm, Feel Invincible by Skillet.
Okay.
Great Are You Lord by One Sonic Society, King of the World by Natalie Grant, Oh Come to the Altar, Evelation Worship, The Lion and the Lamb, Thy Will by Hilary Scott, and What a Beautiful Name by Hillsong Worship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I awesome. Almost got that all in one breath, but I started seeing things get dark, so I had to take a breath. But if you want to see the full listing, it's on their Facebook page. Just look up GMA Dove Awards.
That's really cool.
So.
Yeah, that's great.
Who do you think would be the Artist of the Year? Chris Tomlin for King & Country, Hillsong, Mercy Me, Toby Mac?
Probably Mercy Me. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think just based on what they've released and just how much play it gets and all that. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of something of something.
Something of something.
Saint of the day.
Oh, there you go. Nice segue. Good work, Steve.
Yeah, professional.
I knew you'd gain something from our radio experience.
Yeah, that's it. You know, artist of the year, saint of the day. Good
there
transition.
You go.
Yeah, perfect.
No medals there. So,
Saint Edith Stein, also known as Saint Teresa of Benedicta, she was born to a Jewish family in Germany. And she became interested in the Catholic faith around like 1922. And she joined a Catholic community, became a religious sister in Cologne, Germany. Mm. And that area got taken over by the Nazis. And she actually was captured by the Nazis because being Catholic was illegal. And she was imprisoned at Auschwitz and died at Auschwitz. So she died because she was Catholic, making her a martyr. Mm. And so she is a saint. And it's just a pretty, you know, horrible ending, but yeah, a pretty interesting story to her life, that she was born into the Jewish faith, became Catholic, moved around a bit as a religious woman in religious life, trying to avoid the Nazi regime. She moved from Germany to Poland and then was captured. And was arrested because of her faith, and was put to death at Auschwitz, which is probably the most famous concentration camp, well-known name, yeah, anyway. So it's actually pretty, my thing is, it's really cool to think about the modern-day saints. Like, a World War II saint is what she is. So, you know, it's recent, 1942, yeah, when you think about it. Ago. When you think about the fact that most saints you look up and it looks, you know, time of death, 342. Yeah. What? Is that 342 in the afternoon? No, that's year 342. I might be the only one who thinks like that, you know, but
it could very well be seen.
But yeah, so this is a modern day saint. So Saint Teresa of Benedicta, also you might see her name as Saint Edith Stein, because that was her birth name. Her name in religious life was Saint Teresa. So
very good.
Yeah. So,
and then for our reading of the day.
Yeah, gotta get out my Bible. Make sure that I reference the correct lines. We'll go here. I'm going to go here to the daily readings. I'm going to select. Here we go. Yeah. And so this is the gospel for August 10th, John 24. Oh, John 12, 24 through 26. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And so this is Jesus talking to his disciples. Mm. After, actually specifically in front of his disciples, specifically two men who gathered to ask him about what he's been doing and why he returned. After a crowd has gathered asking him about Lazarus and raising him from the dead, and like it's a pretty big part of the Gospel of John in this section of it. But he's basically saying, if you value too much of this world, this is what I think, if you value too much of this world, eternal life will never be seen.
Right.
That you need to be yearning mm-hmm. for heaven. That you should be striving to get to heaven. Hate is such a strongly connotative word right. today. In today's life, hate is just means like to despise. It's such a strong word. It just means that you shouldn't, I think, it just means you shouldn't be comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, you shouldn't be content in the life that you have. You should be striving for holiness. You should be striving to follow Christ. Mm-hmm. And you should be striving to be his servant, to be his hands, to be his feet, to be his words, to all around you. In service work, in love, in kindness, in all that you can do, you should do it for Christ. What did you think of it?
Well, I was just thinking about that because, you know, a lot of times I think some people feel, well, I'm Christian, but I don't want to be judged by it, you know, because there's a lot of, they might think, oh, there's these stereotypes about it. People might treat me differently because I'm Catholic or Christian or however I identify yeah. myself. And as you were talking about that, I was thinking, well, what if you were to say that to Jesus? You know, if he's like, hey, I want you to follow me. And you go, well, I don't want to be judged
yeah.
differently because I'm Christian.
I don't want people to notice. Yeah, it is hard today. It's a struggle to just tell people that you're right. Christian or Catholic without people going, well, why do you do that? Yeah. You know, so it's true.
But you know, if you just put that aside and just try to be yourself as a Christian and just try to live that way of life, you could end up like it says in the gospel, says if it dies, it produces much fruit.
Yeah. And so basically, if you take it in that way, where it's like, if you give up your selfishness, right. if you give up thinking so highly of yourself and give yourself truly over to Christ, you will bear much fruit.
Right.
You know?
And you can help change other lives as well.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Amen.
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 All right. News of the weird.
News of the weird. Going from that nice heartwarming story to this. So this happened in Dutch. Well, a Dutch man did this. He was arrested.
In the country of Dutch.
Yes. Where they don't pay the whole check, the whole bill. They just go Dutch.
They go Dutch.
So this man in the land of Dutch was arrested after police spotted him driving with a pair of stolen lampposts on the top of his car.
So he's driving like a van. So right. picture actually so like a pretty small minivan. Like a
Twitter account or something.
Yeah,
like that.
We can put it out on the Twitter account. Like little, he's yeah. driving like a tiny van. Like just the world's smallest minivan.
And he's got two like just big utility poles strapped across the roof.
Like highway streetlights. He's got highway streetlights on the hood of his tiny
yeah,
minivan.
It's a small hatchback vehicle carrying two long concrete poles on the side of a brick road. And they arrested him and said that, I believe they said his car was not insured.
And of course it wasn't.
Expired for more than 3 months, and they asked him to take a breathalyzer test, and he refused to comply.
He drunkenly stole streetlights.
Somehow was able to take them down. Somehow was able to get them up on his car.
Hitting the music. Wow. That guy was determined to get them.
Right now.
You know what it doesn't say? What he was planning on doing with those streetlights.
Pole vaulting.
Was he thinking that, hey, I don't have enough light in my yard. My driveway is kind of dark. I need these lamp posts.
My yard needs to be lit.
So... That does it for our podcast today. Thanks so much for listening. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Bacon Smiles Ministry. You can find us on Twitter @ Bacon Smiles. I'm Steve Patira, joined by my good friend,
Evan Shaw Mumford.
Thanks for listening. Keep smiling and God bless.